the beautiful music of Stefan Scagliari, my wonderful friend in Maryland. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No Show, the Radio by Renford Block Talk radio show on the Renford Broadcast Network that addresses New Thought Metaphysics, which simply means a new way of thinking as we move beyond the physical and discuss the metaphysical aspects of spiritual intervention that incorporates the wisdom of yesterday with the technology of today and allows us to bridge the gap and circumnavigate the spiritual highways of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. If you would like to receive advance notice of guests on the No Show or suggest guests or topics for the show, send an email to me, Reverend Robert J.V. McMillan, care of the No Show at robtmcm@aol.com. requesting that your name be placed on our confidential service list, and we will keep you informed about who is coming on and when, as well as special opportunities to participate on the program as a guest co-host and special prizes, and maybe prices too, special prizes that we are offering for sharing what your top five shows are and why. Stay tuned, please, for more information. Again, my name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to serve as your host and to invite spirit-filled people to share with us how it is that they are showing up in the world, how they are making a difference in their neighborhood mosque, temples, churches, synagogues, and even the neighborhood 7-Elevens, and then taking that to their respective states, countries, and ultimately the world. And that is why we have invited Ms. Jill Matson to be with us tonight. Tonight, we really, 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 really make that true. She is here to talk with us about the gift of sacred music and how we can use music to heal the past, enjoy the present, and to prepare for a phenomenal future. And that is what it is that all of us want to do, isn't it? Of course it is. We know it, and we are grateful to know that Spirit wants that for us as well. I also want for you to welcome my guest co-host, Ms. Carrie Kelly, who is with us from sunny California, much, much, much warmer, I'm sure, than here in Little Rock, Arkansas, where I am right now, but that's okay. We are pleased that all of you have decided to be with us tonight, that each and every person that is here, both online and on the telephone line, made a choice. We know that you had choices and you decided to be here. Jill, I want to welcome you to the No Show. Good evening, and how are you?
Good evening to you, and I'm fine, and I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we are so pleased to have you here. You and I have only known each other for a short period of time, but we have had many exchanges back and forth, and I've always enjoyed those exchanges. I've listened to some of your beautiful music and the way that you have put it together, and I'm excited about your sharing with our listening audience, both those who are calling in by telephone, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and text your friends that they may call in right now at 347-838-9142. And then in order to become part of this program and to actually ask a question or make a comment, press 1 immediately. Press 1 immediately upon calling, or when you decide that you have a question to ask. If I don't get to you, it's because the system may have dropped you. So just hang up, call right back, hit 1 as soon as you hear the machine system answer, and we will bring you in because we want to go ahead and get your questions. I'd like to know, Jill, can you tell us a little bit about what it is that you do and how you use music to heal and to soothe and what that's all about and how long you've been doing it?
Oh, my gosh. For about the past 25 years. I've just had a passion for antiquity, and I just read hundreds and hundreds of volumes from the ancient Chinese to the ancient Sumerians to the Babylonians, ancient Indian customs, Egyptians, just all over the globe. And I'm a musician, and that really gets me excited too. So as I read these hundreds and hundreds of volumes, I learned that in ancient times, people were very aware that everything's a vibration. That's your thoughts, your feelings, and your physical body. And waves, sound waves, in close proximity, they combine and they change each other. So they were making not what we would call science, but perhaps what ancient man would call science. They had a very calculated way of selecting pitches or cycles per second of a sound wave, rhythms, harmonics, and different elements of music. And they would do it precisely to help you get over sorrow, to heal your liver, to change a negative thought pattern, to just raise your whole body, mind, soul, to tune you to the heavens and the earth, to make disciples on any path, hoping to fill their life with promise and light, to do it so much quicker by carefully calculating pitches, rhythms, and types of music that they listen to. It was kind of like the, you know, taking an elevator up. And that's what I've done is I've researched this, and I have many, many ways that you can alter what you're listening to for very targeted benefits. And that's what I do, as well as providing the samples. It's the whole concept of bringing back using sound, for it's an energy, and it changes us slowly, but it changes us surely. Like my favorite example, if you think of the Grand Canyon and you see the water running on the rocks, of course the rocks retain their shape and the water bends to the rock. But if you look up the canyon, you see that over time, it's the rock that was influenced. And it's like we're the rock and sounds the water.
Wow.
And it does indeed change us. So why not do it with intelligence, consciousness, and upgrade?
I like that. I am, as you were saying what you were saying, I was reminded of the sound of Om, O-M, mm-hmm. Om, or the A-U-M, the sound of universal impersonal principle. And whenever it is that we allow that deep resonant sound to come from within us, whatever it is that we are challenged by at the time seems to dissipate into the nothingness from which it came. Many people have that same experience with meditation, but I am hearing you say that we are able to do both and to use them interchangeably in order to then achieve, first of all, balance. Secondly, an understanding of things that we did not know before, and then a means of allowing our bodies to sync with spirit in order to then allow healing to take place. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, and in very, very specific and targeted ways. You could go in and come up with sounds for a very specific illness one person has, and that would be their antidote, and it would be something that you wouldn't want to listen to if you don't have that. But then there's other, we'll call them frequency formulas, rhythm patterns, harmonic mixtures that you can use that in general will get rid of anger or fear or depression, or tighten your muscles, or you can listen to music for your liver. You can use music to meditate and obtain deep stillness quickly. You can even use music to almost select and train your brain for specific brainwave frequencies, which parallel different states of consciousness. Or you can listen to sound, and it'll take you to a theta brainwave, like rapid eye movement, like your deep sleep. And at that point in time, your body rebuilds. so you can get an extra dose of that quickly, again, with sound.
Wow. And this is ancient as well as very, very current, isn't it? I mean, our ancestors, whether they came from Africa, tribal Africa, with the beating of the drums, or the Native Americans with their flutes and what have you, or other cultures that are primitive in form, they had this methodology to connect with that which was within them and to then heal and make whole. Is that right?
Yes. And what's kind of exciting about my life work is that each epic or each major culture had different expertise. You know, how expected is that? So the Egyptians were really good, for example, at using sounds and their knowledge base of what subtle what sounds did to your emotions and your body. What are those subtle impacts? Their knowledge might be called magic words or spells or witchcraft, pagan, druid stuff. That's all coming from the Egyptian study of the impact of words. And you earlier mentioned Om. And then you can go to another culture and you'll see like the Hindus, the ancient Hindus, their famous strength is in the rhythm patterns. They'll match the rhythm patterns found in nature, and they'll match the rhythm patterns found for different healing states of consciousness. They'll come up with pitches and rhythms to light up your aura, to get rid of negative thoughts and feelings and, health issues. And so each culture had like a different musical specialty. And by studying them all, I really think I have a handle on healing with sound and music.
Wow. Now, what area of the world are you in at this moment as we speak? Jill, are you in North America? Are you in South America? Are you in the Sudan? What area of the world are you physically in right now?
Oh, a little rural area in Pennsylvania in the USA.
Oh, that's great. Well, we love Pennsylvania. It's, of course, very, very close to the Maryland border there, and we enjoy that area and the mountainous areas there as well. We have a number of people that are standing by to ask you some interesting questions, as well as Carrie, who has, and you and she were chatting right before we came on live. As a matter of fact, I had to stop you all just so that we could start the show. Oh, my God. But I'm so glad that you all are excited about that, because when you're excited about something, then that means that other people are excited as well. So before I bring you in, Carrie, I want to just play. First of all, let me ask, Joe, if you will, we're going to do Always. We're going to start with Always.
Okay.
So I'd like for you to go ahead and intro that, introduce it, and then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play it for you. And, ladies, at all times, your microphones will be live. Not those of you that call in to ask a question. And I see that the lights are lit, and, yes, we will get to you momentarily. But for you, Jill, and, of course, for you, Carrie, your microphones will be live at all times. So I just want for you to be aware of that so that you don't say any disparaging remarks about the host whatsoever, because it will come back, I promise, to haunt you. Okay, so, Jill, please set up this piece for us, Always.
Okay, in Always, I was bringing forth ancient custom of tuning to the heavens. Ancient man either had experiences or strong belief or relatives that had stories about experience with brothers from the stars of higher evolved beings. And they understood the what we know today in science called resonance, that one frequency will overcome another if they're in close proximity, and the stronger one will overpower and overcome the lesser. It's entrainment, it's resonance. And they would tune to the stars, to the heavens, literally to raise their body, mind, soul, to raise all of the energies in their entire body. Early man was very much absorbed by astrology, the frequency, if you will, or the waves created by stars moving in the night sky. And they would study them, and at its inception, astrology was music to counter dissonant vibrations coming in that might challenge us. And so what they would do is that they would tune to the stars, the planets in their orbit. They create a frequency like any other ball in motion and in orbit does. And with a little physics, you can figure it out. So this ancient man would tune to the stars, and that's what I've done in my painters and in my Stardust CD with Always, the song Always. It has, in the background, twinkling in little tuning forks. It has the frequencies of all the planets in our solar system. In ancient man believed, like they would believe that Gaia, they would believe that different could inhabit things other than a human body, so that a very evolved soul, Gaia, would inhabit Earth. And there would be evolved souls in, you know, Mars and Venus according to their thoughts. And they would want to be in tune with these higher beings, because if they were, like if you sit in the presence of Jesus Christ, you know, his actual energy, he doesn't even say anything. It kind of like it radiates out from him, and you join into it. It becomes part of you. And they understood that, so they would tune to the stars to raise up to these heavenly beings, and then I could think, perhaps symbolically, to become one with the heaven. And that's precisely what I've done in the background of this song, Always. Not only do we have the frequencies of the planets and motions raised octaves so we can hear them, but I also put in frequencies of the planets, like the frequency associated with carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. And that would be what the stars are made out of, and coincidentally, what we are made out of. Indeed. So, when you listen to the beautiful music, you can harmonize with the heavens.
Excellent. Please stand by and listen, ladies and gentlemen, to Always. Then we are back, and that was Always by Jill Mattson, who is sharing with us some of this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful energy and music that she has created. And Jill, we have a person on the line right now, and his name is Bob. His first name is Bob. And Bob, I am so pleased that you decided to be a part of our celebration this evening. Welcome to the No Show. And what question and or comment do you have for relative to music or relative to anything in life that you want to talk about?
Well, thank you, Robert. I'm really happy to be here. The thing that comes to mind to comment on regarding Jill's compositions is something that I'm relating to, and in the study of the heart, and specifically heart rhythms, and the heart rhythms as they are affected by emotions. And certainly Jill's music is invoking positive emotions in many, many people that are able to be exposed to it. And I was just looking at our website recently, and she has a couple of samples there, and one of them is entitled Broken Chords. I listened to, and the point I want to make about broken chords is that the phrasing in the notes is approximately a 10-second phrasing. And the reason that's important to me is that what we know about the heart rhythms is that a breathing technique, a 5-second inhale and a 5-second exhale, or a breath of 10 seconds, causes the heart to get into a very important rhythm. And this rhythm evokes what we call coherence. And when you're in a coherent state, then your body is at an optimum state for healing, for a connection with the higher consciousness.
Excellent. I like that. I like that a lot. How does that talk to us about what Bob just said, Jill, and what your thoughts are on that?
Well, it's beautiful, because I would say the most important rhythm in the body is the heart, because it's the most powerful. And I hadn't really thought to time that phrase to be 10 seconds, so I appreciate your comment very much. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I'm sure it was just intuitive, but it just turns out that's about what the phrasing is.
And another thing, you know, the emotions, think of them like a musical octave, like anger and passion would be the musical note C, and then, F, like if you were to take colored light and take it down octave, which is the same note in music, bum, bum, for those who don't know, it's just lower or higher. So if you were to take, like, let's say green light down octaves, it's going to parallel a note on the piano. And so you can parallel musical notes with colors and also with emotions. And I believe that the whole range of emotions in the human being is one octave. And you can use music in many ways to create emotions that way.
Absolutely.
You know, the heart.
Excellent.
And emotions.
I want for you, before we move any further, and Bob, I want you to stand by. I'm going to come back to you a little bit, because we all have a heart. And some people may not act like it. Some people don't probably know it, but they really do. And so that is so integral and so important. And so the two, music and heart, and the heart is dancing to the rhythm of Mother Earth and our bodies and our sound and everything else. So that is so very, very important. I want to just share with you all that we're going to play two other musical pieces as well in just a moment here. But before I do that, and those pieces, by the way, are entitled Memelus, I believe, and Rock Rose Clip. Now, tell me, Jill, Rock Rose, did I pronounce that correctly, those two?
Yes,
okay.
You did.
Memelus and Rock
yes.
Rose. So those are the two pieces. We're not going to do it yet, and I'll let you set it up. When we do, but I just want for you to share with people where it is that they can reach you, your website, however it is that you would like for folks to contact you, because I'm getting a lot of questions about how can I get a hold of this lady. So please share with our listening audience how they might get a hold of you.
Okay, at Jill's Wings of Light.com. That's Jill's wingsoflight.com. And at the home page, you can sign up for a half hour of free sound healing music. And with that comes a newsletter on how to use sound to heal. And it comes, I guess, you get a newsletter every 2 weeks, and that comes from my email. And also, I think on the contact, my email is there as well. So please contact me. And there's lots at the site. There's videos and articles and clips.
That's right. For those who did not get my e-blast, share with them what that email is that you want for them to contact you on, Jill.
My email is JillIMatson@Yahoo. And Matson is spelled with two T's, so it's Jill I. Matson.
Okay, great. I just want to, because there are some folks that want to reach out and touch immediately, and so we want for them to be able to do that and to take advantage of of your services. And you travel worldwide. You are able to get up on your pony, even there in Pennsylvania, and just gallop wherever it is that you need to go. So I want for Bob, if you would stand by for a moment for us, I want to go to Carrie Kelly. Because Carrie, you had a specific challenge that you and Jill were talking about before we went live, and I want for you to tell our listening audience what that was, and then let the two of you just have an opportunity to interact with each other for a moment. So you guys go ahead, and then I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, so my issue is I have optic nerve damage from a head injury. And so you were saying that you have a resource for someone who has been able to restore eyesight. I'd like to hear more about that, please.
Yes. I wrote a book, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, on the work of sound in your body, primarily the work of Sherry Edwards. She has extraordinary hearing. She can hear like a dolphin. She can hear little tiny frequencies, perhaps akin to like a neuropeptide. I mean, she can hear little tiny volumes of sound that you and I could never do. And science has proven that there's little sounds coming out of your ears. So your sound has almost, I like to think of it like a radio tower or something, blasting frequencies that are healing for your body. And they use this in hospitals now for comatose babies, comatose people and babies that can't speak to diagnose. So anyway, since she was a child, Sherry could hear somebody's illnesses, because she's able to hear such minute sounds that you and I can't. She was also able to play with sounds and figure out that different sounds heal. So she could play, sing a sound and listen to the sound of someone's illness get worse or better. And as she grew up, she started to develop this science called bioacoustics, which is not looking at the body like chemistry or biology, just simply as wave interaction, as sound, and because she can hear that. And she's come up with a software program in which she teaches other people how to break down your voice into component pitches, because your voice is composed of everything in your body. That's why when you're sick, it sounds so thin, and when you're angry, it gets deeper tones. And because the emotion, the anger emotion, would then be feeding in these deeper tones. She has a free software program developed originally by Joseph Fourier, and it just as a light would take, you know, white light and break it into rainbow crystals, this fast Fourier transform would take your voice and break it into component pitches so you can see the frequency of every single thing in your body. And she provides and teaches people to provide other practitioners sounds that are unique to you and you only. And she's had success in areas that have stumped science by providing sounds for the body to heal itself. So, and I just know she's done some really good work with sight. I don't know if it's your specific issue, but, you know, when science has not found an answer, I think it's kind of exciting to look at another venue. And she just simply looks at the frequencies of everything which she can display. And another secret of antiquity is that, let me see how to explain this. If you were to take the colored light of a rainbow and the light, the components of colored light that makes up white light, you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, if you were to take them and arrange them in a circle like a color wheel, you'll find that the color wheel, that the complementary colors are directly across from each other on the circle. So red is opposed to green. And when you look at the cycles per second, they balance each other. So if you have too much green, you don't have enough red. If you have too much red, you don't have enough green. Like, let's say, I'm making these numbers up, but let's say red is 10 cycles per second. Green would be 1 over 10.
Okay.
Okay, so what you can do then with that kind of an idea is you can come up with a sound antidote. So if you have, so she breaks out your voice and she looks at everything and she can see what's out of tune. Using that idea of that antidote, she'll give you sounds to allow the body to change its own internal frequency harmony.
Wow.
And that gives you a little bit of a clue of what's going on. I would recommend, you don't make much money on the book. I am not doing this for myself. If you're going to invest in this, because it does cost a little money, I would read the book, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, and see if it's something that you're interested in pursuing. Okay. In my book, I go through and I explain how she developed it. It's not hard, but it's so different that it takes us a while, I think, for people to wrap their hand around it because they've never thought like that. And then in the center part of the book, I go into science and how sound relates to other modalities. The last part of the book, I go into her services and also this. She has a free software profile filer at nanovoice.org. I go in how to use that. And then ancient master techniques to modify your voice to change your mind, body, and soul.
Well, that sounds like a good resource just for the singing, like for the singing community, people that are vocalists or speakers as well.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
It's a tremendous resource.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And Carrie, I'm going to ask you to stand by again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Renford Broadcast Network, and you are listening to The No Show. We have a number of phenomenal opportunities for you to learn about different things in life, just like you are. Some of you are learning tonight, and others of you are already healers. We're aware of that. And you are learning that there are kindred spirits that you can link up with and do some really, really, really fabulous things. And so we invite you to take advantage of the opportunities to interact with people and like Jill Mattson, who can share information with you, and then you can reciprocate that in whatever ways. Here at the Renford Broadcast Network, we have a number of shows. We have on Thursday the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m., and all of our shows, by the way, are at Central Standard Time. That's hosted by Daryl Clark from New York, and it is also moderated and co-hosted by Cecil McDaniel, who is also the director of the Renford Broadcast Network and Renford Broadcast Radio. We invite you to listen to that show. He has people like my good friend out of Washington, D.C., Dick Gregory, and many, many others to talk about the issues of the day and the things that are going on. The Searchers Roadmap Show is hosted by my own moderator, Ms. Rhonda Harrison from Red Feather Lakes, Colorado. Red Feathers Lakes, Colorado. I dare you to double dare you to say that three times fast. at 1 p.m. on Central Standard Time again. And that is hosted by Rhonda from Red Feathers Lakes, Colorado. And Rhonda is a healer and often hosts shamans from around the world at our home 9,000 feet up. On Saturday, Soul Town, The Sound of Music is broadcast at 3 p.m. from Memphis, Tennessee by Reginald Jenkins, and you don't want to miss that. And then on Sunday, we have the Dream Vision Show at 3 p.m. hosted by Deborah Beauvais, who is one of the premier ladies in this area, and we are now in partnership with these wonderful folks to expand our network capabilities and to bring all of you these phenomenal programs, just like you're listening to with Jill Mattson tonight. The total number of listeners of Blog Talk Radio is estimated to be in excess of 5 million people. Can you imagine that? Isn't that awesome? So we are so glad. And the folks that come on, they are offering themselves at face value for you to have an opportunity to do better, see better, know better, take personal ownership of all that you need to be involved in order to move yourself forward. And so we are so grateful that you are doing that. Jill, I want for you to, at this point, go ahead and tell us about the second song that we're going to do this evening. And by the way, folks, you guys are just getting to hear many clips of these songs. We're only playing 1 minute or so of them for you so that we can have more of an opportunity to get your questions in. And Drusilla has been kind enough to just stand by and stand by and stand by. Mm-hmm. And Drusilla, I promise you, I'm coming to you after we play the music, which will be immediately after Jill Mattson sets that up for us. Jill, tell us about the next clip that we're going to play, please.
Okay. I created 2 CDs of flower music. My intent was to come up with a tool for mankind to heal its emotions. I was believing, I do believe, that that's the biggest obstacle that current man has today to overcome, because we have been taught to be polite, to not show negative emotions, and instead they sit around us in a visible negative energy, and they make us sick, and they weigh us down, and a host of other little things. And again, I take my cues from antiquity. In antiquity, they would come up with music to temper different personalities. They would stereotype people, much like today we stereotype a New Yorker, someone from the South or California, or, you know, someone from Italy or Japan. And then once their characteristics were tabulated, plus and minus, they would come up with music to help those people be more balanced. And so kind of taking off on that ancient Greek idea, what the flower remedies do is that they come up with 12 very common emotions that get us. And we often have a habit of this negative one or that negative one. And I'm using the ancient Greek technique of catharsis, of going in there to find a very negative feeling, and it is literally stuck in your body. It's a vibration. It's a subtle vibration, but it gets stuck behind our heavy muscles and bones. It gets stuck within. And it drops our intonation and our pitches so that we can become ill if left uncured, the negative harmony. So anyway, I go in there and I find the negative feeling and I shake it, and it releases, and it does release. You can feel it on the way out. For just a second, it feels terrible as your garbage leaves you. To heal it, you must feel it. Because as the negative pocket of energy leaves, it runs out emotional fields, and you get to kiss goodbye. And then I go into a very creative use of building virtues, again, from the ancient Greek, of building virtues, a virtue or a feeling being, again, as I mentioned earlier with Bob, each emotion can equate to a musical note on our scale. So each emotion has a specific frequency. And then I was just very creative. For example, in I think it was in Rock Rose, I think I taped the beat of a heart. We're going from the first part of the song is releasing panic, and then it goes into courage. And I taped like a heartbeat, you know, it's a feeling of knowing. I'm just very creative. And the clips that we have for Minimus and Rock Rose, they're both flowers, and I'm using my imagination to create the feeling from a flower, taking off the idea of the flower essences. And the idea of the flower essences is that each flower has a different positive emotion, like a rose, beautiful, yet a daisy, cheerful. And you buy the essences and you eat them to get the vibratory energy of the very specific positive blessing. And so, again, I have the frequency of the flowers in the background and tuning fork. So I have the frequency of the flower. I have the music emulating the virtue. You can go in on the pitch of the virtue. And then I have a cathartic release, like you would release impatience and then build patience. So Rock Rose is the remedy to release panic and to build courage. And the little clip is courage.
Excellent. And the piece that we're going to hear now is Mimulus. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you would just still yourselves for a moment, and I invite you to close your eyes for a moment. Just close your eyes and allow your body to relax in the chair that is holding you, as God is holding you, always, at all times, in all spaces, and in all places, and listen to Mimulus. That was Mimulus from Jill Matson. And if you were able to do as I suggested to you and close your eyes, you felt a specific energy welling up within you from that experience. And Jill, we are so pleased that you are with us this evening to share this beautiful, beautiful methodology to heal, to make whole, and to become brand new. I want to now move to Drusilla, who has been kind enough to just stand by and stand by and stand by. Drusilla, we are so pleased that you are a patient woman and that you are kind and considerate in that. Welcome to the No Show and good evening.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's actually perfect timing because when the gentleman before me mentioned that he was talking about the heart and the rock rose and mimulus flower, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about. I had listened to Jill's flower symphonies and had a profound reaction to those songs, especially mimulus and rock rose. Because when I was listening to that beautiful music, I was, well, let me back up a minute. I'd had, in the last few years, I've had terrible loss in my life with the loss of my husband and my mother and my brother, and I was just got slammed by this tidal wave of death in my life. And when I was listening to this music, I was hearing this lovely music, and when I would hear the fear songs, all of a sudden I would just, this panic would well up in me, and I really didn't like that music at all, the first part of it. And then I would hear the second part of the songs, and I would begin to feel that release. And so I knew I had to keep listening to it and listening to it. And after repeating those CDs and repeating those songs over and over again, the just that hearing that tension that I felt in myself, it gradually lessened. And I could just feel, as she called it, the cathartic release, and it just dissipated over time. And I actually created some playlists of those very songs. I called it the Jill Fear Songs. And I would put those on and play them all night long while I slept, right next to me in a repeat loop. And after about 2 or 3 weeks, it was all that juice that was just gone. And I was much calmer, much more at peace.
That's a phenomenal testimony. And Jill, that is awesome. And obviously you know Drusilla. She has been working with you for a little while, but it must make you feel wonderful to know that which Spirit has given you to do is out showing itself in this wonderful way through this wonderful being who chose the name Drusilla for this particular lifetime. How does that feel to you, Jill?
Well, it's wonderful to be able to give that peace to Drusilla. And I'm just the vessel. I often hear my music and just write it down. So I know that it is given unto me to give. It is not necessarily of me, but it comes, I believe, from Spirit just through me. And out it goes to those that need it. And that's just beautiful. And thank you. Thank you, Drusilla. Thank you.
Well, I have certainly needed it. And given these holidays, this will be my first Christmas without my mother on this side of the veil. And so I will certainly be needing it these Christmas holidays. And when I go away with my family, I'll be taking it with me. And so I'll be taking you with me, Jill. So thank you.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And also, Drusilla, as you go, each and any time that you start feeling a little despondent about your mother not being here physically with you, imagine in your mind's eye, see her smile, and remember the things that she said to you that made you laugh, and the things that you all did together that brought up that energy of goodness and grace and peace, and know that not only was that energy within her, but it was transferred also to you. And now it is your opportunity, as you are embracing somebody else during this holiday period, you embrace them from the perspective of your mother's love. You embrace them from truth and love and goodness and healing and wholeness and all of the things that she shared with you. And each time you do that, you will have what I call SRT, a spiritual replacement therapy opportunity, and you will know that your mother is right there with you at all times, okay? So thank you so much.
I have a tremendous posse.
Okay, that is what it is all about. She set that up too. She knew what she was doing. She's a bad woman. So she is
working with
you on both sides of the plane, my dear. So you take good care, and thank you so much. I'm just going to put you on hold. If there's something else that you have to say, just hit your one button, Drusilla, and I'll bring you back in. But thank you so much for being with us and for sharing what you have shared. We've got about 9 minutes, actually about 8 minutes left Jill, and I want for you to have an opportunity to let people, again, know how to reach you through your website, because that's really the place where you want for them to go. And ladies and gentlemen, not only can you go there and hear some of this beautiful music, you can actually take it with you. Jill has music there for you to take with you. She has been kind enough through this opportunity to say that there are pieces there that you can then pull down and listen to again and again in their entirety. You've only listened to short snippets here tonight, but you will get an opportunity to listen completely and fully, and to then write down, sit down and write down each time, as Drusilla was saying, each time that she listened, she got something else from it. Each time that she listened, something else happened to her. And as Jill was saying, she took that from the actual heartbeat of sound. And so that is what that is all about. So we're excited to have this phenomenal lady with us this evening, sharing in the wonderful way that she is. Jill, before I go to your next piece, I want for you to go ahead and share your website again with people so that they will know where they can reach you, and the name of your book, please.
Thank you. It's jillswingsoflight.com. jillswingsoflight.com. In our two books, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, and Ancient Sounds, Modern Healing, Ancient Sounds teaches about how to use sound to change your brainwaves, your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings, your energy, to go to sleep, to be smarter, to get rid of learning disabilities, And it goes from ancient to modern applications. I did want to say that the Mimulus song went from fear to trust. I thought we were doing Rock Rose first, so forgive me.
That's okay.
So the one we listened to went from fear to trust, and this one that we're going to listen is Courage, Panic to Courage.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And so now we are going to go immediately into that song, Rock Rose, by Jill Mattson. We are so glad that you all decided to be right here on the No Show with us tonight. Stand by. We want for you to also know, ladies and gentlemen, that you may go to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford.com, and you may once again pull this information down. We know we've gone through it quickly, but we have to do that because we only have 60 minutes to get all of this to you in a very, very quick amount of time. But you may go to our website, The No Show, and you will go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford and then to The No Show, and you'll be able to pull down this show that we have now. Joe, I am so grateful for your taking time out from your schedule. I want to take one more minute and go back to Bob. I believe Bob had one final thing that he wanted to say rather quickly. Bob, are you still with us?
Yes, I sure am. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Jill, I'm a coach for people who are wanting to reduce stress, anxiety, learn to sleep better, maintain resilience and vitality. And I do this by teaching them how to change their heart's rhythms. And we change the rhythm using breathing techniques and, most importantly, having them recall positive emotions. Now, occasionally, I will encounter a person that has difficulty remembering what a positive emotion feels like. And it may sound strange, but there's certain individuals that have been in an anxiety state for so long, they can't remember a positive emotion, can't remember the feeling of a positive emotion. My question to you is, how can I use music to help them invoke specific emotions, that being of gratitude or even appreciation? Is there anything that comes to mind that would help to help them to recall
quickly,
that gratitude?
Let me say that I tested my flower symphonies in a nursing home, and the people were frozen and emotionally and didn't even speak. And I played very sorrowful, sad music, because that's really all they wanted. People that are really down, that have too much negativity, have very difficult time hearing positive things. And I would recommend something like my flower symphonies to do cathartic release. It's almost like, you can light coat your crap, but if you still get your crap, you can bring in light and goodness, but you still have to get that sorrow and pain out. And people do that subconsciously by listening to music.
Right.
And any type of music like that invokes a feeling of gratitude or they particularly love will give them repeats or an emotional habit of that positive feeling. So if you want to have a virtue of, let's say, being patient, you need to be patient 1,000 times. So you can listen to music that sounds very patient 1,000 times. And it's so much easier to gain the virtue of patience. Like Dusilla, you could even loop it in the background and listen
right.
to it to get the repeats necessary for that. But
absolutely.
I would not underscore the, you have to do your work. You have to let go of a life of sorrow and pain, and you feel it when you have to like feel it and release it.
Absolutely.
And then move on to the verse.
And that is the last word.
Okay.
90 seconds. I want to just thank Jill Mattson for being with us and for sharing her love and her light and her energy and her goodness and her grace. I want to thank Carrie for being my guest co-host this evening. I want for you to know that we appreciate the opportunity to come into your homes, into your automobiles, into all of the various places where you have cell phones, computers, so forth and so on, and you allow us to do this every week, and we are so grateful for that. We are thankful, thankful, thankful. Next week, we promise and we pledge to be right here again, and we will show up as we always do with love and light, goodness, grace, healing, and wholeness. Until then, let us invite you to go forth and be the best person that you can be this week, and then that will carry into the following week, into the next month, into the remainder of this year and into a brand new year. And in doing so, you will have become a brand new you. We know that who it is that you are is the Spirit of God that is going forth to do wonderful things. Thank you so much, Jill. Thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you all for being a part of this experience. God bless. Take care now. We'll see you. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you.